Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What is up, you guys? You are listening to episode number 10 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I know you can hear my smile through this microphone right now, and I just did a little happy dance to celebrate 10 episodes. We're just trucking along here. I'm so happy that you're here right now. If we're not connected on Instagram, let's go ahead and connect. I will put my handle in the show notes. So today I feel really good because where I am on my cycle, my energy is naturally increasing and I love that feeling. It feels like I'm unstoppable and I can just do that checklist and get everything done. I love, love, love when I can naturally feel that energy rise. So for today's episode, I want to talk to you about habit upgrades. So let me ask you a question. If someone were to ask you, what are your three top priorities? How would you respond? And I'm not saying to name three of your kids. Just overall, big picture, what are your three top priorities to make your life more fulfilled? Most people are going to have health somewhere within the top, at least top three, I'm thinking. Most people would say that health is their priority because if their health is not in tip-top shape, then everything else kind of just falls down. Everything starts to crumble because you can't work at your fullest capacity. You can't serve others at your fullest capacity. You can't show up in your home and for your kids at your fullest capacity if your health is not in tip-top shape, if your energy is not on point. So that is why I think that most people will say that their health is a top priority. So here's a little perspective shift. If health is your top priority, we need to start viewing yourself as an operating system ready to install new hardware. And here's what I mean. Is your current system, of your body, broken, kind of run down, a little beat up right now? You can think of it like a phone. You know how when your phone needs an upgrade or an update that it starts acting all weird and it's not functioning properly? I know you know what I mean by that. So just like that, that's how I view our body's operating systems. We constantly are needing these updates and upgrades and just reminders to keep our system running at tip-top shape so that we can show up at our fullest capacity. We need some new systems of living at play. We need some growth through habit upgrades. Your current habits that you do daily are what's going to make your system run either smoother or make things stop working properly, right? So let's dive in. I want to help you recognize a couple of habits that you do every single day. Not every now and then, not occasionally, not three times a week. What are some of the things that you do every single day? Examples. Do you brush your teeth every day? Do you shower? Do you eat? Like, I hope that you do those things daily, right? Maybe you pray every day. Like, start thinking right now. Take a second to think. What are some of the habits that you already have instilled that are almost on autopilot right now because you've been doing it for so long and you do it every single day? Okay, so here is the hack that I want to teach you. It's called habit stacking. You might have heard of this. Maybe you tried it once or twice, but I really want to dive a little deeper into this with you because this is like magic. Honestly, it is the thing that can start to really change things within your body and within your brain. So let's get to it. I want to give you an example. Let's say, yes, I brush my teeth, you know, every single day, hopefully at least two times a day. So what's something that you can do after or maybe right before you brush your teeth that will be in alignment or that will be helpful for your body or mind? Let's say that you can say an affirmation, right? Or you can do some gratitude, or even some people do like 5 squats or whatever while they're brushing their teeth or afterwards. So that is the idea of habit stacking. It is taking a habit that you already have instilled and then adding something onto that, that is small, that is simple. That will be a habit upgrade. Okay, that's going to be a little game-changing thing. Such a simple, and as silly as it sounds, a thing that can ultimately change so much that's happening within you. So I always say this. I say this probably every single day. Do not let the simplicity fool you. Because simplicity, the simple things that we do every single day, are what's going to lead to those results that we're looking for. And so, yeah, maybe it starts off as you saying one affirmation after you brush your teeth every day. But after doing that for so long, you start to say, oh, I want to add on to that, like even more or even more time. You see, it just grows and grows and grows. When you wake up, let's give you another example. When you wake up and stand up, you naturally stand up, right? Get out of bed. Maybe you go and drink water right then. Maybe you have a water bottle or a glass of water right next to your bed. That way, when you wake up, you're already starting the day with some water in your system. And one of your goals, let's say, is to drink more water. So that is already something that will be helpful on your journey, a habit upgrade. I want to give you another example that you can do. Before you jump into bed, maybe you hold a plank, maybe you do some squats, maybe you just get a little tiny bit of body movement in, but it's the same thing every single night right before bed. Or you read for 10 minutes every single night right before bed, no matter what. Like you get to decide what this small, simple thing that you're going to do right before bed or before any of these other things. So think your homework right now is to think of a habit, brushing your teeth, shower, eating, going to bed, like these things that already happen every single day. What is something small and simple that is supportive to you and your overall well-being that you can do either before or after that thing and make it a habit? That is a habit upgrade. This is an ultimate hack for starting to get your brain to start creating a new neural pathway connection. I talked about this in our last podcast, to start to really do some rewire within the brain and start to scan for ways that you can help yourself in simple ways. And if you were to habit stack and habit upgrade one thing a day, are you kidding me? What the results could lead to by the end of the year? Wow, right? So this is your homework. Write down one habit that you already have every single day and what you can do to upgrade that habit. So again, brush your teeth, say an affirmation. Before bed, do 5 sit-ups. I don't know. It could be so small and simple. It's just getting you on the path of kind of breaking some of those habits that are already instilled in you and upgrading them, not breaking them, upgrading them, right? So I want you to try this for 30 days. Write down when you listen to this podcast what today is, what 30 days is from today, put it in your phone and commit to the process. Like I said, as silly and simple as it sounds, it's those simple things. It's those simple things that are going to start being the game changers for you, your wellness, your overall well-being. So, and I want to hear from you. I want to know what it is that you have decided to upgrade. What habit are you going to upgrade? What are you going to stack? Whether that's water or movement or affirmation or reading, something that is supportive to you on your journey. I am always rooting for you, and I always want to give you guys some tangible tips or hacks or things that I have learned along the way, because I thought about this the other day. I have been studying the brain and the body and different hacks and different things that can connect, that are connecting the brain and the body, and ways to optimize your well-being since I was, for sure, since 18. And I'm 34 now. So, and I have read book after book after book. Like, I have gone so deep into studies that I know, like, I know, like, I know that the simple things, those simple habits that you start to instill every single day are what's going to take you where you want to go. The thing is, you need to keep up with it. That's why I always say simple is the way to go, because those complicated, like, I'm going to do 10 things every single day, like, those are the kind of things that lead you down the path of wanting to quit after 2 weeks. But can you commit to saying one affirmation after brushing your teeth? Can you commit to drinking a glass of water when you first wake up, if it's already right there, if you set yourself up for that already? Can you commit to doing, you know, 10 sit-ups before bed just because you said you would? Do you have the discipline? Let's say that you forgot and you lay in bed and you're like, ugh, I don't want to do it, but I know I have to. Remind yourself, set that reminder in your phone that you will do it. And do you have the discipline to get up and do it? Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And yes, it is the simple things that will lead to big results. Practice this for 30 days. Start to think of little ways, little habit upgrades that you can do. And you're going to get there by habit stacking, by doing it, attaching that new habit upgrade to something that you already do every single day. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I would love, love, love to hear what you are doing, an update in 30 days. If you have accomplished that thing and if you're going to keep going with it, reach out. I seriously love when you guys reach out and when I get to hear your wins or what you're working on. So I'm here for you, always rooting for you. Talk to you next week.